So about 2 weeks ago, we covered a strike that started at Dalhousie University by CUPE Local 3912 members. Today, we're here with the president and communications director. Can you guys introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mitch. I am the CUPE 3912 strike communications coordinator.
Good day. My name is Cameron Ells. I'm the president of CUPE 3912.
So, Cameron, can you tell us a little bit about what the CUPE 3912 members are asking for? I know the main concern is wage parity. Can you shed some light on that?
So wage parity comes in a few different forms. For the part-time instructors that we represent, it's parity with respect to their peers and counterparts at other universities across Canada. And for the teaching assistants and for the markers demonstrators, it's also parity within the context of other research-based universities across Canada.
So today you had a meeting with Dalhousie on the bargaining table. How did that go? Sorry, or it was yesterday on Wednesday, November 2.
We had a meeting yesterday with Dal. We've had several meetings since this process began in November 2020. Yesterday's meeting was productive. It moved things forward. And we're having another meeting with Dal this with the employer this afternoon, and we'll hopefully have further progress.
Can you share with us some of the latest updates?
The latest updates. The contract negotiations, the proposals going back and forth, are summarized on the CUPE 3912 website each day that we have these, and they relate primarily to dollar values for the part-time instructors for each course they teach, as well as hourly rates for the TAs and for the markers demonstrators. Probably one of the biggest areas of conversation with the employer relate to the demonstrators in particular. There's been a pattern in the past, not across the university, but within some departments, where work that had previously been done under TA hourly rates was more and more coming under demonstrator hourly rates, which is currently about $8 an hour less. And parity in this case is for similar services being provided, have a similar hourly rate. And so in our proposals with the employer, it includes putting together the demonstrators and markers in with the teaching assistants, sort of one pool of services provided for one hourly rate.
Can you tell us what they're currently making in the system?
Currently, the end of the last collective agreement, the teaching assistants receive $24.41 an hour, and for the markers and demonstrators, $16.61 an hour.
Can you kind of summarize for our audiences what yesterday's negotiations were about?
Do you want to?
Well, the yesterday's negotiations involved a proposal from the employer, and provided some comments, and the union provided a counter-proposal back. At that point, the employer and the union representatives went in a different direction to review what had happened, and the result was a desire on both sides to continue those conversations this afternoon, which were already scheduled, but there was enough of a momentum yesterday to justify continuing that effort.
And Mitch, what would you like seen achieved during these negotiations?
The biggest deal for a lot of our members is the marker demonstrator role. You know, as Cameron mentioned, it's the same work, and you know, many of our members have worked a TA position teaching one course 1 year, and they come back the next year to teach the same exact course with the same job description, but the contract they're handed doesn't say TA, it says marker demonstrator, and they just get a surprise 30% pay cut. And so that, for a lot of members, is just not acceptable, and so they need that changed.
And can you tell us the last time the union saw a wage increase?
Ooh, the last time was 2019. Everyone's pay has been frozen since then because we've been working on this collective agreement for the past 2 years. We haven't had one for the past 2 years, and you know, no one's gotten a raise because there just hasn't been an agreement.
So the last collective agreement ran from 2016 to 2020. So September 1st of 2019 would have been the last change in rate for all of the CUPE members. There hasn't been changes since then, but it is reasonable to anticipate that in the next collective agreement, there will be retroactivity. So there will be some percentage changes for the year 2021, 2022, and so there will be opportunities for some of those dollars to go back to those people.
And when will the next collective agreement take place?
Well, I mean, hopefully it'll be soon, but it'll be when the right conditions are there.
Yeah, it would be usually collective agreements are four-year agreements. I believe that you've come to, I'm talking to Cameron here, that our negotiating committee has come to an agreement with theirs on the length of the collective agreement. We think 4 years is where we're at. Yep. That means, you know, there will be another collective agreement being bargained for 2024 when that comes around.
So Dalhousie officials are saying this is the first strike in 20 years. Why is it important for members to go on to do this strike?
It's important because, it's only important as a last resort, first off. We always try and negotiate beforehand. But when Dalhousie administration does not meet the concerns of the membership, membership has to do something to let, you know, the administration know that their roles are important and that they're willing to fight for pay that allows them to live reasonably within the city. This is really a unique situation because here at Dalhousie, we have one of the highest tuitions within the country, and yet our teaching assistants and part-time instructors and other members of our union are paid comparably very low wages to other universities across the country. In this case, people needed to go on strike because if you're ever going to go on strike, it's here and now.
And how many members are involved in this strike? And we also know that some classes have been canceled, those involving the TAs and demonstrators and markers.
So in the fall of 2022, there were approximately 1,800 different contracts for instructors, teaching assistants, demonstrators, and markers. Some people might have more than one contract at the same time. So there would be on the order of about 1,500 different people who are on strike at the moment.
How is this going to affect Dalhousie University?
So far it has affected Dalhousie University. Part-time instructors are not teaching the courses that they are signed up for. And then other courses run by professors, but also TAs, are being reduced to a very bare minimum. You might have a lot of first and second year courses where you have one full-time instructor and maybe 10 TAs. And so perhaps lectures are still going on, but assignments, exams are not being marked, labs are not being run, tutorials are not being run. I can say personally, I usually teach a chemistry lab, and that chemistry lab has been reduced to a bare minimum because we just can't have students working in a chemistry lab without TA supervision. It's just a safety issue. You just can't do it.
And also, if one imagines after the next collective agreement is in place, how will that change things at Dal? Probably for the better. Dalhousie University markets itself to a broad range of people across Canada and internationally. There's comparisons made across Canada and internationally, save for the president's salary. There's comparisons across Canada for the salaries that the faculty are paid. And after this next contract signing, it probably will have rates for teaching assistants and markers that will be in keeping with the expectations of people across Canada and internationally who will be coming to Dal. And if that makes Dal a more likely place for some of this talent to come to, all the better. Dalhousie is better for it. Halifax is better for it. Nova Scotia is better for having talent from around the world spending time here.
Those are the latest updates on Dalhousie's ongoing strike. Is there anything else you would like to add? Any information that is important for Dalhousie audiences?
We very much appreciate the support that we've received from our fellow students, faculty, staff, and others in the community. This morning, part of our activities were at the parking lots at the main campus. And while there were 5 to 7 minute waits, I think you were observing some of those yourself, it was extremely gratifying to have people almost honking in support as they came in. You can elaborate more on that, but that type of support and engagement from the community is very much appreciated.
The thing I'd like to mention is that with better pay for teachers does come a better quality of education for students. And it's not because we will get new members of our union, but simply that if members of our union are able to survive off of their TA and part-time instructor pay without having to take extra jobs, without having to work over 40 hours a week, they'll be able to dedicate a lot more time and effort towards teaching, which is the job that they want to do.
Thank you so much, Cameron and Mitch. It's been great having you here.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you.